Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, the 25-26 NBA season starts this Wednesday for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they actually start on the West Coast against Portland and the L.A. Lakers on Friday. Joining us now in yet another season of him being the beat writer covering the Minnesota Timberwolves for the Minnesota Star Tribune is Chris Hine, who joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Chris, happy to have you back on the show, man. And this is going to be season number – will this be season number five for you?
Eight.
It's been that
actually.
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That many years. Yeah, man.
Man, the time flies when you're having fun.
That's right. That's right. You know, a couple eras of Wolves history have transpired in that 8 years and went through COVID and all that fun stuff. And yeah, season eight.
That's insane, man. Well, you know, I look at this season and typically I look at whatever sports team it is, whether it's the Vikings, whether it's the Twins, whether it's the T-Bulls, whatever. And whenever they have a good year, but they fall short, you feel like, okay, the natural progression and expectation is go another step further. This year, I'm not 100% sold on that, not because I don't believe that the Wolves can be as good as they were last year. It's just the dynamics of the other teams that improved in the West and all of that. So I start with this. What are reasonable expectations, or do we even have true expectations for what this Timberwolves team is going to be to start this 25-26 campaign?
Yeah, that's a good question because I think this team could show progress without getting as far as they did a season ago, if that makes sense.
Like, yep.
you may be a better team this year, but you might run into a tough second round matchup in the playoffs or something like that, or maybe you get the four seed and you face the Thunder in round two as opposed to round three. So it's very hard to put this constitutes a successful season. They just based on maybe where they end up. I mean, regular season wins will help with that. If you improve to, let's say the mid 50s and wins somehow, which I don't think is out of the realm of possibilities. But also I think developing some of this young talent and seeing the vision for the future also constitutes a successful season. So, guys like Rob Dillingham, Terrence Shannon Jr., if Johan Berenguer comes along, seeing these young guys develop, and if you can see where they will be even more significant parts of the lineup or the rotation in years to come, that to me also constitutes a successful season while still winning games and being, at the very least, a very competitive team in the Western Conference.
Do you, Chris Hine, like the roster construction of this year's Minnesota Timberwolves team?
I do, because it's a team that went to the Conference Finals a year ago. I think, point guard is a concern a little bit in the depth there, but it's also a concern for a lot of teams around the league, number one. Number two, you have a lot of talent on this roster that I think we think that at some point in the near future or year or two from now, whenever, we know Tim Connelly's not afraid to think big, go after a big name, make a big move. And I think right now you have a lot of talent on this roster that other teams would want in a potential trade, whether it's guys, kind of later in their career, middle of their career, younger in their career. So I think it's set up well to compete now and to have a little flexibility when that time comes to make another push of the chips towards the middle of the table. So I look at it and I think I don't think they're the best team in the Western Conference. I have them kind of in a third tier. Like, I think Oklahoma City's obviously the top tier. I put Denver kind of in a second tier by itself. And then I have the Wolves kind of leading that next tier, that next grouping of teams right now. So I like it, but I don't think it's a title winner sitting here in the middle of October right now.
We're talking Timberwolves basketball with Chris Hine from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. You brought up a name that I wanted to ask you about, and that's Rob Dillingham, because I feel like you need to see something from Rob Dillingham. You know, I know that, like, when you look at Vikings football, people will say, man, we got to see what we have in J.J. McCarthy. I kind of feel the same way about Rob Dillingham at the point guard spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is. With Rob, this is, to me, the most important question to them, short-term versus long-term, and how the two things kind of interact with each other. You need to give Rob Dillingham a runway to make mistakes because he's a young point guard in the league. He's going to need the minutes to screw up and learn from those mistakes. That's the only way I think he's going to really get better. And he does offer this team in the short term something that it needs, which is pace of play, the ability to get into the paint, to create for other people. They're a little short on that. So getting Rob Dillingham really up to NBA speed and getting him to a point that in March or April, he's ready to be a part of a playoff rotation, that's great for this season's team, and it's great for the long-term health of the organization because you spent a top 10 pick on this guy in the summer of 2024. So to me, that is agenda item number one. In going back to your earlier question about what may be a successful season, Rob Dillingham making a leap would, if nothing else happens, be a sign of a successful season, I think, for this team.
I'm with you on that. And the other thing is, you know, when I go back to thinking about being out in Las Vegas this past summer for NBA Summer League, you know, I enjoyed watching Terrence Shannon Jr., but one of the things that I enjoyed is over the course of the time of talking to him after some of those games is the fact that he understands the magnitude of what is being presented to him with this opportunity and that he knows that he's got really good offensive ability, but he said flat out, the coaching staff expects me to defend. That's where I have to really show that I'm worthy of this opportunity because he understands and said it back in summer league that Nickeil Alexander-Walker, that's a loss. That guy was a key cog for the Timberwolves the last couple of years in getting to the Western Conference Finals. Kind of talk about, you know, Terrence Shannon Jr. and his development versus losing Nickeil Alexander-Walker.
Yeah, so he's probably going to get the bulk of those minutes, at least to start out the season. And with the Timberwolves, it really is a thing of if you defend, you will see the floor and see minutes. That's how they've prided themselves the last couple of seasons. I think he's committed to it. It's definitely not a thing of effort when it comes to defense for Terrence Shannon Jr. It's learning some of the nuances, not being as physical at times, and he's prone to fouling. So I think it's just kind of learning a little more finesse, a little more, you know, how the referees are going to call things and getting your body in the right positions against certain offensive players. So, again, he brings an element of physicality. He brings an element of pace, of attack mindset on offense that is going to be the reason why he gets the minutes to start. But I think he can be a very good defensive player, and that will help set the tone, you know, throughout the rest of the team. You have guys coming off the bench, these young guys who buy into this culture of defense and trying to have one of the top defenses in the league.
You know, Chris, this is going to be a really interesting opening week, man, because they start on the road against Portland on Wednesday. Then you got the Lakers in L.A. on Friday. Then you come back and you've got the home opener against Indiana on Sunday. But then you've got a back-to-back. You play the Denver Nuggets, who a lot of people just absolutely love, on Monday. That's a rough go of it in the first week. And then you got to play the Lakers again at home next Wednesday.
Well, LeBron may not be a part of – I don't think he's going to be a part of that first game for sure. Not sure on the timeline on the second one. So
yep.
You're going to be down LeBron for those Lakers games. Yeah, but other than that, you know, Portland's going to be a little friskier, I think, on Wednesday night than people think. They have what should be a very good defense, both on the perimeter and down low with some of their talent. That's where they think they're going to make a bit of a leap this year. Indiana is a Steve's kryptonite with the way that they get up and down the floor on both ends of the floor and really force you into a track meet, which is not traditionally the Wolves' style of play. And then Denver, who we assume is going to be much improved this year after some of the moves they made in the offseason, plus Nikola Jokic still playing at an MVP level. So, yeah, you're right. I think it is going to be a tricky opening week of the season. Schedule does get a little softer as we get into November. But, yeah, you want to start off on the right foot, and they're going to be tested right away this first week.
Are you somebody that has to have like a prediction, official predictions in for the paper to let everybody kind of know where you stand?
No, I don't really like doing the prediction business because all that ends up doing is people just come back and shove it in your face when you're wrong, right?
Oh.
So I stay away from the prediction business, but I've told people like, you know, I think this team is set for the low 50s, like 52, 53 wins. Hmm. To me, that's where they're at this year. I could be dead wrong on that, and injuries obviously play a part in that too, but given that they got to 49 last year with all the issues they had, I think getting into the low 50s is not out of the realm of possibility. And as far as a playoff run, I really am of the belief that it is all about matchups when you get in the playoffs and where you're seated and where the other teams are seated. And so I hesitate to say, like, yeah, they're for sure going to make it back to the Western Conference Finals. Well, I don't know. You know, maybe OKC has a bunch of injuries and they fall to the 2 seed. The Wolves are the 3, and they end up meeting each other around 2. You know, who knows? So that's why I say it's tough to put, like, a linear path and, like, progress on what constitutes a successful season. You just don't know.
Yeah.
You have to evaluate the total body of work and not just a playoff run.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the Lake Show, and I look forward to not only chatting with you again, but also seeing you at Target Center, my man.
Sounds good. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Chris Hine. Does a phenomenal job covering the Minnesota Timberwolves for the Minnesota Star Tribune, joining us here on the Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You know what time it is. Time for Bite of the Night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Protests in the United States of America always has been and will always be a thing. I do wonder, though, what's next. Like, we can't continue to just sit around and I'm not saying we are just sitting around just trying to not do anything, because people want their voices to be heard and are letting their voices be heard. And there are a bunch of different takeaways that people have from the No Kings nationwide protests. But it's just super interesting to me and curious of me as to what is next. Because this is, in essence, this has been the second time that we've had the No Kings protests against the Trump agenda, and so many Americans are saying enough. We're not doing this. We're not going to have the monarch thing. But is there a perfect way that we're going to organize our way out of this? 651-461-9226. Because he doesn't care about laws. He doesn't care about democracy. He doesn't care about any of the things that has allegedly made American life amazing. He doesn't. No. He doesn't care about the Constitution. At the end of his first term, he started taking shots at the Constitution. So, like, I do kind of wonder, like, where we're at and what's next. Because with regards to the takeaways, people have noted that so many people, millions of people in this country, were united in these protests to protect America. That also, we saw the Trump administration and these Republican lawmakers, like House Speaker Mike Johnson, trying to say that this is a hate America rally.
Oh, it's a hate America rally, yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. But also, we saw that this was peaceful protesting. We saw people with song and dance and all that. But, yeah. Like, it does, to me, kind of question, like, what is the next phase of organization here?
I think, to me, you just have to get people, and again, you know, I think the Republicans have done a much better job of messaging because it's been simple. I mean, the Republicans have played to a simpler base and they've simplified the message and it has worked. It has worked. Immigrants bad. Trump good. Open borders bad. Joe Biden bad. Trump patriot good. Like it's very archaic in the messaging. This to me, it might be a good sign for the Dems that you had all these people out there, but you really won't know until the midterms next year. And you have, you know, were the Dems united in their No Kings rallies? It seems like they were, but until you get to the midterms, like it's all about the messaging, I feel, for the Dems. And there's so many like different warring factions. Like there's no consistency within the party. It's fractured because they don't know, you know, you've got the old school Chuck Schumer way that is like, okay, well, we're going to do it this way. Then you've got the new AOC and the Jasmine Crockett, the much more abrasive. Hey, it's not unlike what happened with the old Republican Party. Why Tim Pawlenty is not running for public office because he says that he doesn't fit in today's GOP. You need to be MAGA to run in the Republican circles. I mean, that's just if you're not MAGA, you're not even going to get a sniff in a primary.
Mm-hmm.
So the Dems, I think they need to figure out what their messaging is. And what are the people at No Kings? It's like, okay, you know, you're fighting up for healthcare. You're standing up for, you know, for DEI, for LGBTQ, for equality, you know. What is it that you can simplify your message? And to me, that's where the Dems need to go, because right now the Republicans are doing a much better job.
Yeah. A couple things, and this is from the 507. This person is just a fountain of misinformation. And this is part of the problem, too, in the United States of America. Mr. Garcia is not a member of MS-13. We literally just played a clip of the Department of Justice lawyer who was fired by Donald Trump because he would not lie. We literally played the clip for you. So, no, you're making things up as you go. And I don't know, and you're talking about Google. No, you need to Google. You need to research. You need to do that. And we saw the next phase in Utah, a No Kings type shot, Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was allegedly killed by a Trump supporter.
Groypers.
What are you talking about? And I say allegedly because there are people that are debating that. There are people that I'm not going to sit here and debate that necessarily because I don't have one proof one way or another. But according to the powers that be and according to Cash Patel and all the, Like his family, he is from a family that are big time Trump supporters. So I don't know what you're talking about. But this is the problem in America. Somebody tells you you're not paying a tariff and you believe that. Or you believe everything that you see on Fox News, even though Fox News is paying out millions upon millions upon millions because they're found in misinformation. These are the people you cannot talk to. You can't reach these people.
When your defense is no rational person would look at us and, you know, take us as a news entity. When that is part of the defense, you've already lost. And, you know, after the whole Charlie Kirk thing happened, which was very unfortunate, Charlie Kirk should not have been killed. He should not have been murdered that day because he was murdered. He was assassinated.
Absolutely.
If you hear Nick Fuentes talk, and he is even more of a right-wing white supremacist, you know, white replacement theory. When you talk about him in the way that the Groypers, G-O-Y-P-E-R, when you hear that in the way that they talked about Charlie Kirk and the way that they, hated the trans individuals, the beliefs and everything lines up further right than what MAGA is. And that's just what we know. It doesn't make it right. But when you hear Nick Fuentes, who's still picking a fight with Charlie Kirk, 2 months after he died, a month and a half after he died, is that really somebody that you want in your orbit? Like, why is it always wanting to own the libs,
bro,
when you won't even look in the damn mirror to see what's going on in your party? Always projection on somebody else.
When a person texts in, like the person from the 507, when they text in to that degree, it really does make you sad that person is that unreachable. I'm dead serious. Like you are so lost.
I'll have to check and see if that's one of my family members.
You are so lost that you're that far gone. Like, literally, people can sit here and we can continue to yell, release the Epstein files, release the Epstein files, release the Epstein files, and we don't care who's in it. Bill Clinton, Gates, it doesn't matter.
Michael Bolton, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Release the Epstein files.
Yes.
But you'll scream something else, like, I feel bad for these people, man. I feel bad for people that literally are in cults. There are people in this country, just in this world in general, that they will stand on something and be looking at it definitively and know that they're on the wrong side of history. They definitively will look and see that they are wrong, and they will just try to poo-poo it.
But they don't think that they're wrong. They are so far down that rabbit hole that you can't pull them out. And it is when you get to the point that you have to deprogram people coming out of a cult. And when you cannot objectively look at a leader or someone and think that they are all knowing, and based on their history, that everything that they are doing is good. As a matter of fact, when we're talking about like leaders, Prince Andrew gave up royal titles amid the Jeffrey Epstein controversy.
Yep.
Okay? He knows that he is involved. We know that. But
when you find nothing wrong in the people that you adore, that's a problem. Seriously. When the writing is on the wall and you just ignore it, they didn't do
.
Hurts my brain.
Yeah, this is why there's the old saying, you have the right to change your mind based on new information that becomes available. But there are some that will go down with the ship, no matter what happens, always good, nothing wrong, everything is, we can do no wrong. Everything is on everybody else. That is just a very... That's a closed-minded...
It's a sad place to be, bro.
It's not a way to live your life, and it's...
It's sad, man.
It's sad.
I feel sorry for these people. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, it's time to get to headlines. That's next here on The Lake Show. All right, it's time for headlines here on The Lake Show. And by the way, it's kind of Radio 101, just so you are aware, but I think that we should refresh people's memories about this. When we get into a topic, on the front end, 651-461-9226, if you have something to offer up and something to say, call in when we're talking about it. At the last minute when we're going to break, and then you maybe are trying to call in as we go to break, it's like you kind of missed your window. There are times when we can kind of like, we can roll something over.
Mm-hmm.
But now when we have segments that you do every single night, so like, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:20, that's not a segment to do that. Every night at 7:45 with headlines, that's not. So, I tried calling, but you didn't pick up my phone call. Call when we're talking about it. Like, the phone lines are open. We don't duck phone calls on this show. Never have, never will.
Yeah. Yeah, if we're getting to a point where it's going to be tough up against the clock and we get other things.
I mean, yeah.
It's, yeah. And,
but we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Listening.
And I saw the call, but when we're up against something else, it's like logistically, like time, it just unfortunately didn't work. So,
okay.
Keep
calling.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
We'll have more.
Yeah. When
topics.
Yeah. When the segment, when it like immediately starts, go ahead and call in. Because that way, that'll give you enough time.
Or in the middle.
But yeah, if you kind of go towards the back, it's just a little harder logistically. But
we're not saying don't call. Call.
No, absolutely calling. Call. 100%. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And again, I apologize for when you called. It didn't work logistically, but absolutely call in. Hey, government offices are reporting a record surge in calls with Medicare questions. As Medicare open enrollment begins, Minnesota Aging Pathways is reportedly getting thousands of calls every day. Medicare Program Director Kelly Jo Greiner says seniors are specifically. They're calling about the projected 18% average premium increase for Medicare Advantage plans next year. Extending tax credits that have made health care insurance more affordable for millions of people since the COVID-19 pandemic is at the heart of the ongoing government shutdown. But the credits are in danger of expiring as Republicans and Democrats clash on over how to do it.
Yeah, look, this continues to be the hot button topic, and it should be. When we're talking about health care in the United States of America and people being without, it's beyond scary. Something I want to get into tomorrow because I heard it earlier on the show or earlier on when Corzo was in for Jason DeRussia. And I heard the top of the hour reports from Laura Oaks was the fact that 50% of homeless people are employed.
Yes.
That have legitimately have jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
all this stuff about people working and all this, like the cost of living is out of control.
Yeah, it is. It is. Everything is going up. The prices of everything, unfortunately.
Hardworking people and they're still homeless.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And a good article, by the way, on our website, WCCO Radio. Hey, this is some Ocean's 11 type stuff. The Louvre remained closed today, a day after historic jewels were stolen from the world's most visited museum in a daring daylight heist that prompted authorities to reassess security measures at cultural sites across France. The museum staff asked dozens of visitors who were queuing in front of the glass pyramid entrance to leave. In a message posted on social media, the Louvre said visitors who have booked tickets will be refunded. It did not provide additional details. Now, yesterday, thieves rode a basket lift up the Louvre's facade, forced a window, smashed display cases, and fled with priceless Napoleonic jewels. This, according to officials, theft occurred about 30 minutes after the museum opened with visitors already inside and was amongst the highest profile museum thefts in living memory. It unfolded just 270 yards from the Mona Lisa in what Culture Minister Rashida Dadi describes as a professional operation that lasted a few minutes. And according to officials, a total of 8 objects were taken.
Look, when you think about places that, with regards to security, you think of that being heavily secured, right? You just hit it on the head, though. This is something out of an Ocean's movie. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm expecting George Clooney and Brad Pitt to... to be involved somewhere. those elitist Hollywood snobs. I mean, it's, you know, things are so bad that celebrities have to go over and break into the Louvre.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Ocean's 11 was, you know, based on a true story.
Yeah.
But
hey, real quick, get to the last one, entertainment, real quick.
Yeah, and a sad one here. Sam Rivers, the bass player in the metal band Limp Bizkit, died on Saturday, according to social media posts. He was 48 years old.
Wow.
He'd spoken of heavy drinking that had caused liver disease. Left the band in 2015, received a liver transplant before returning to Limp Bizkit later on. And that's a tough one.
Yeah, sad news there. Absolutely sad news. Yeah. Limp Bizkit, man. Rest in peace to Sam. All right, coming up next. I've always been a fan of James Franklin. He is no longer the head coach at Penn State. Massive buyout. But I feel like right now he's sending the wrong message. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.